Israel's top security officials say last night's deadly string of attacks in the Egyptian resort area along the Red Sea bore the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. Israeli officials say the death toll has risen to 29, many of those casualties Israeli citizens. As recovery operations continued at the bomb-damaged Hilton Hotel in the town of Taba, thousands of vacationing Israelis streamed out of the Sinai. NPR's Julie McCarthy is at the Israeli-Egyptian border.
The splayed bodies of sleeping Israeli reservists litter the ground. Walkie-talkies squawk urgent commands. The Israeli army deployed its special rescue unit to the Israeli-Egyptian border to assist in the recovery of the car bombing in Taba last night. The blast sheared off the south face of the 10-story Taba Hilton, burying bodies, beds, and belongings. While Israelis have grown accustomed to the attacks on their own soil, little prepared them for the strikes aimed at Israelis in neighboring Egypt. Little prepared Egypt either for the devastation at Taba, the crown jewel in the country's tourism trade with Israel. Israeli military officials complained about Egypt's slow response in the aftermath of the bombings. Fevered diplomacy got joint recovery efforts underway. Still, Egyptian security officials strained to keep the devastation at Taba cordoned off and out of view.
Please go.
Taba is the gateway for thousands of Israelis who travel to resorts on the Red Sea. Last night's attack was especially jarring because the Israelis had just begun to return to Egypt's Sinai Desert as cautious vacationers.
It's an amazing place. It's a winning combination of desert and sea. It's heaven. It was heaven.
Tomer Rabinowitz, a law student, awaited a flight out of Eilat, an Israeli resort town just north of Taba. He was anxious to get back to Jerusalem. Tomer had just survived a nightmarish ordeal down the coast at the seaside campsite known as Rashatan. He said a car bomber blew himself up in the center of the camp, vaporizing three huts and shooting flames 40 feet into the air.
It was messy, it was dark, it was there were no lights. We went with candles looking for people. Two people died on the spot. Another one died on the way when we tried to get her back. Egyptians didn't give any aid at all. They were waiting on the main road, asking me, when I went out with a car to get somebody, they were asking me what's going on inside.
The attack at Rashatan followed the attack at Taba. A third strike followed at Nuweiba, another small resort town popular with Israelis. They came as Israel presses a bloody offensive in the Gaza Strip that has enraged the Arab world. But their close coordination and sophistication has lent credence to the theory that the perpetrators are Al-Qaeda related. Recovery operations to remove the dead from the collapsed section of the Taba Hotel continued through the day. Into the evening, silent ambulances were ferrying bodies from the excavated site back over the border to Israel. The 12,000 Israelis who'd gone to Sinai to celebrate the end of a long holiday spent the day answering the Israeli government's call for them to evacuate. 27-year-old Nevet Ignatovsky said she was more sad than scared at the idea of no longer being able to travel abroad.
I think it's very dangerous, and maybe a lot of people don't want to go to another country, but the time will fix it, and everybody will come back and go again.
Korean tourists were among those fleeing across the border in the wake of the attacks. Egyptians and Russians, as well as Israelis, were among those who died. More than 100 people were wounded. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, at the Israeli-Egyptian border.